In less than 3 weeks, the state's legislative session begins. We look at some items area lawmakers intend to address as they prepare to head to Baton Rouge. District 33 State Senator Mike Walsworth joins me by phone at this time. Senator Walsworth, good to speak with you.
Great. Bob, how are you?
Doing well, and of course, the legislative session is coming up upon us. What legislation are you looking to introduce in this session?
In fact, just five bills, a insurance bill I'm working on for a local company. I've got another bill, economic development for another company here, and then we've got a couple other bills that would be part of the governor's package, and then I'm chairman of environmental quality, and I've got a department bill. So those are my five bills that I've got to take care of.
You mentioned the bill regarding insurance. What exactly are you addressing in that item?
We're trying to help out CenturyLink in a problem that they're having, and so it's sort of a complicated deal, but just try to help out not only the biggest employer in my street, but probably all of North Louisiana.
Well, Mike, as we know, the governor has offered up proposals for the budget. What is your reaction about this tax swap proposal that he's outlined? Have you had an opportunity to kind of look over some of the things that were presented last week to lawmakers?
I have looked over it. Of course, I haven't seen the legislation, and that's the important part, is the legislation. And he continues to say it's a work in progress. I do appreciate that he tried to keep it as low as he could, which is underneath 2%. That's still going to be a tough issue. We're just going to wait and see how that works. I'm going to try to drive around my district a little bit, as I usually do before session, and just talking to constituents and see what their thoughts are. You know, when you talk about sales tax, everybody pays sales tax. So sort of the great equalizer, I guess, when certain people don't pay taxes, corporate or business or income, everybody pays sales tax. So we'll have to look at it. It's going to expand into some areas that we've never taxed before. Those are pretty difficult areas. But, you know, at the end of the day, would I like to get rid of personal income tax? Absolutely. I would like to go down that road if we can. But, you know, the devil's in the details, as a lot of people always say, and we'll have to sort of wait until we get the details of the entire package.
His office has created a chart showing estimated tax savings based on annual incomes. Do you believe that that's going to be part of the conversation about how those numbers compare to, say, estimated sales tax under his proposal?
That's going to be another issue out there. Of course, the governor has included in his proposal a way in which, say, seniors and those that are probably under the poverty level will be able to get some kind of rebate, and I think that would help his cause a great deal. So he has included that into his proposal.
How attractive would this be to businesses? Do you see this as a potential game changer for businesses looking to locate here in Louisiana when we talk about the elimination of those corporate taxes?
Well, I think it's a game changer in two ways. It brings a different type of person back into Louisiana. We've lost a lot of people next door to Texas. Of course, they do not have the personal income tax. And then, of course, our businesses, let's just say CenturyLink, are looking at bringing people in from outside the Louisiana. That's a different type of incentive that we can give those employees, along with the incentives that we're giving to all the citizens of Louisiana, that, hey, if you come here, you do not pay personal income tax.
State Senator Mike Walsworth, you're listening to 90.3 KEDM Public Radio.